Thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciate that. You've been waiting for so long. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Good.
Well, a couple of things that came up while I was listening to you and waiting.
Uh-huh.
As you talked about the newsletter, and you actually mentioned in the newsletter Dale Bredesen's new book. And
what
I was calling about was actually something that I've been doing for, I don't know, 40-some-odd years. I'm pretty much a raw, I'm not completely vegan. I eat a lot of Alaska salmon, but the rest of my diet is 95% just raw vegetables. And one of the most important things that Bredesen brought out in his book was getting away from cooking our vegetables and going back to raw. And it's really important because, and you talked about nitric oxide.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So here is a quote from his book, "Fiber from uncooked veggies to restore nitric oxide signaling and blood flow to the brain and complete body."
Wow.
And it is huge when it comes to your eye health. You know, you have what we call, you know, if people look at, I think Bredesen's book is finally returning to things that we've known, you know, for 100 years we've gotten away from, which is cooking all of the nitric oxide value out of our vegetables. So they'll talk sometimes about spinach, but spinach doesn't have very good stems, and stems is where a lot of that stuff comes from. So easy for everybody to use is not so much the classic kale or the spinach, but to go straight to chard, which is easily digestible, has a huge amount of nitric oxide, which you can actually detect about 20 to 30 minutes after you've eaten, like, if let's say 2 or 3 cups of chard chopped with, you know, romaine lettuce and that kind of thing. And then as far as the nuts go, there are, you know, Ironmen that are 80-year-olds now. There are runners that are 90 that have been living very, very successfully using a lot of nuts and seeds, but not just any nut. For example, cashew is a problem.
Yes.
So the pure seeds are typically raw walnuts. Peanuts are always an issue because they're not a nut. They're a legume.
Right.
And so they're, you know, but if that's all people have, that makes it available for them to get saturated fats, which is where they can get a lot of, also there's protein in that, and there's no IGF-1 in it, which is the problem with animal protein. So even Dr. Furman and Rosedale and all the doctors that talk about, you want to get more protein if you're eating, you're trying to get away from so many damaging animal products, then the thing to do is to move to things like nuts and seeds and raw plants that have a lot of protein in them, a lot of really important brain fat. So in Bredesen's study, they push fats, they push safe fats wherein are contained really pure available proteins, which come from those nuts. So it's, think about the nuts, and seeds are hugely important. The problem right now is finding truly raw, because once they're pasteurized, you've got the fats, but you've destroyed a lot of the enzymes in them. So do the best you can there. But please, please stop cooking your vegetables as much as possible. Chard is a hugely important, very affordable nutrient. Don't steam it. Don't fry it. Don't do anything. And if you want to massage it, you can hand cook it, like was done for thousands and thousands of years with all of our veggies.
Yeah.
Is people just simply massaged them. And that is all you need to break down the cell structure. And most people that are over 60 are very familiar with that cooking process or preparation process anyway. Just rub some oil into them and seasonings into them. But nitric oxide doesn't require a supplement or anything else. It is readily available in anything green in your refrigerator, and chard is probably the fastest to do that. You could live for many, many years very successfully doing nuts and seeds. And I'm a big believer in fish. I'm not very much about, you know, I don't like red meat very much, but it's just so contaminated. But good Alaska king, which is, you know, it's hard to come by, but there's sardines, and that we have forage fish around here. You know, we have smelt here, which you can fish, and there's no restriction on it. And smelt is clean if you get it when it runs clean. It's very affordable, and you can net it. And those are the forage fish that our Indians lived off of. They didn't live off just salmon. That's what you hear about, what we call forage fish, or the little tiny fish and all of us are probably familiar with smelt that are around here, right? Minnows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that people can get. They're very inexpensive. And a lot of the diseases that we're talking about disappear with those kinds of things. No medication, no hormones, no nothing. That stuff you're taking to fix problems, that most of which can be fixed by diet. So the Bredesen book that you mentioned, to a lot of us that have been at this for many, many years, and, you know, I run, I'm 70, and I, you know, I still do an 8-minute mile, and, you know, I can go 12 miles at that pace. And, you know, I've got kids and a business and everything else, but it's all about what you put in your mouth and not buying the marketing and just going back to a lot of raw natural foods and doing research. And Bredesen, by the way, is the, I think, the founder of the Buck Institute down at Stanford University. So if people want to do Bredesen, B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N, I was thrilled that your newsletter that you mentioned was so on top of things that it actually brought that book up. So for anybody that's listening, if that newsletter is that good, everybody listening should immediately sign up for that, because that is really cutting edge stuff. You could find 1,000 naturopaths, doctors, DOs, and everything else around here that have never, you know, the idea of cooking raw vegetables to them is a basic or unheard of. But Bredesen finally brought that back and said, hey, you can't cook these things. You'll destroy everything in them that's keeping us disease-free. Everything from diabetes to Alzheimer's is a huge problem because there's so much cooking of all of this stuff that we need. All that green stuff makes the blood flow through your veins to all the areas that need nutrients. And when you cook it, that's no longer happening.
Right.
So that Bredesen book, and I can't remember the name of it. It's like The End of Alzheimer's.
Yep, that's it.
Or Google, Bredesen, Bredesen Protocol.
Right.
And then there is he does a diet called Keto 12-3.
Uh-huh.
And that just has to do with stuff that we stopped doing also. You know, I'm bad at it too, which is eat before you go to bed. Well, he talks about not doing that,
right,
about staying empty, and that also helps the brain and helps diabetes and helps everything. So the book is outstanding, and it covers a lot of this information about keeping your vegetables raw, and I think it should be a handbook. And it's probably going to be one of the best books that ever comes out as far as a lifesaver.
Thank you very, very much, Susan. I really appreciate all the information that you have to share with us today.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Now.
Thank you so much again. We're going to go to our next break, and we'll come back and get your last calls. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.